Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Yeah, you don't have to pay attention.
No, it's, you can sing songs, clap your hands, have a little party in the car because it's going to change lanes for you. It's going to slow down for you. It's going to steer around hazards for you.
We almost hit a dump truck, but it's all safe now because of the call. We weren't paying attention. Let's go back
to the music.
Now, where were we? Oh, yeah. 85 bottles of beer. No, you got to pay attention to where you're driving. I just wanted to get that off my chest. Thank you.
Okay. I hope you feel better now.
Jeff Nowak joins us now, WWL writer. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm currently wondering whether, the cars are now smart enough for us where Sean Payton is going to coach next. But, you know, I'm not sure if that's going to happen. Either way, happy to be here with you, Tommy.
Are you smart enough to tell us where Sean Payton's going to be? That's the question.
I shouldn't have teed you up for that. That's what's really become clear at this point is I don't know if anyone does. I don't think even Sean does at this point. And that's kind of become clear in the sense that you don't usually hear, a rumor mill start around a coach who doesn't say he's coming back and doesn't indicate he's going anywhere else. You know, I don't know about you, but when I go on vacation, I don't feel that obligated to text my boss. Yeah, by the way, I am coming back to work when I'm done with it. That's where we are.
Yeah, you presume.
And I think the longer it goes, that's where you kind of feel like, yeah, it's not unreasonable to start with, but once the kind of firestorm around it starts to rage, you know, he could put an end to it quickly if he wanted to. And the longer it goes on with, you know, the Dale Benson came out yesterday and said, you know, I don't know. I don't think anybody knows. He'll tell us. You know, he had the ability to tell them. And the simple answer would be that he's coming back. And until that simple answer comes, you know, there's a reason to wonder whether he's going to do something else.
I respect Mrs. Benson, but I think it would be fair to say that she was somewhat giggly in her response about Sean Payton. And I took that to mean there's probably not a lot of stuff to worry about here. What about you?
I mean, she doesn't sound concerned. Let's put it that way. I think one of my first takeaways from that kind of interview was, you know, it's a situation where when you watch it, you would come away being like, yeah, this is not a big deal. Look at, you know, she's clearly not losing sleep over it. But when you kind of read the quote, independent of the video, the content of it is a little ominous. You know, I get that you don't necessarily need to hear from your coach and constantly be reassured that he's coming back to fill out his contract. But, you know, a week after the question has been levied and he's reportedly back at the team facility yesterday, you'd think there would be some clarity to at least indicate one way or the other, yeah, we're working towards something, or, you know, to just have no indication whatsoever. I think that's telling of just the fact that this is, you know, a real thing that Sean Payton is kind of trying to figure out. It's not, I don't think it's a rumor mill thing. I think he's genuinely, you know, weighing his immediate future as a head coach in the NFL. And, you know, I think that initially people kind of brushed it off because there was this idea that, oh, he's going to leave, which I don't think Sean Payton wants to go coach somewhere else. I don't think that's what's driving this. I think it's more, you know, it's been a very long two seasons. This is a 58-year-old guy who, even before COVID hit, you know, this is a team that came off of these back-to-back-to-back, really just kind of crushing playoff losses that's draining. This past year, Drew Brees retires. He spent the whole season kind of seeing how that, you know, post-football life can operate. I'm sure he's heard a lot from Drew about what that experience has been like. Ed Ogeron, another guy Sean knows, is no longer a coach. He's going to take a year off. This is a guy who just got married. This is a guy who's had a lot going on. And then this past season with the hurricane, it's fair to understand why someone would be in a situation where they have to decide whether they're burnt out and need to just either take a year off or reset. Whether that's going to happen, whether that's something that's possible, that's another question. But I think this is a very real situation, however it turns out.
It's interesting from a communication standpoint what you said about Ms. Benson, because in the the content of it is very serious. If you look at it in the context and how she said it, you kind of get a different feel on it. I see a text here from Jeff Duncan. Sean Payton met with Saints GM Mickey Loomis for a couple hours on Monday. That's the latest and only news I've got on that front. But would really Sean Payton meeting with Mickey Loomis for a couple hours at this time of year necessarily be out of the ordinary?
No, no. And I mean, he's back working. He's back at the team facility. He's back working with the team. You know, I think the start of this, I don't know how serious this was at the beginning. I think it's not unusual for players and coaches, especially later in their careers, to take a few weeks after the end of the season and kind of make that decision. And a lot of times that decision is, yeah, of course I'm coming back. You know, you heard from Breeze later in his career say every offseason after, I think he said 2016 or 2017, you know, he made the decision to play more, to continue playing. It was always, he sat down with his family, talked it out, and then he came back until he didn't. Malcolm Jenkins said when he got to year 10, that's when he started kind of doing that, and he usually gives himself a couple weeks because the end of the season is really jarring, especially this season. You spent, you know, up until the last second of the season being over, you thought maybe you were going to be playing in the playoffs, and all of a sudden you're not, and the season's over, and that's, you know, it's hard to make any decision based on that, and you need some time to collect your thoughts, and I think that's what was going on, right? And then kind of this cycle starts where, okay, there's a report that the Saints aren't sure whether he's coming back and Sean's on vacation. And then it kind of goes from there. So I don't know if it was as serious as it seems now 2 weeks ago when it all started, but that's just kind of how this cycle operates. And it spins up and then you need an answer. And until we get one, it's going to be a thing.
It'd be a hell of a thing if Sean Payton had even thought about this till the story broke. Then it's like, you know what? Huh, that's interesting. Let me think about that. Maybe I do need some time.
Well, it's definitely forcing a decision, right? And I think one way or another, the news cycle is impacting how this is playing out. Because I think in a perfect world for Sean and the team, they would just be able to handle this. They would be able to give Sean the time he needs and let him come back and tell them what he wants to do. And I don't think that's particularly unusual. What's unusual is it got drawn out to the point that we do kind of feel like it's coming to a head and you need the team to say something. When does Gale ever get asked whether Sean Payton is coming back? Think about that. Like, has that ever happened before where the team owner has to sit there and come up with an answer? I don't know, but it's definitely an unusual situation that's followed unusual season and unusual situation after unusual situation.
You know, I can, they get this Frank Sinatra song. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger and all that. It seems like maybe Sean Payton does have the world on a string. He's got the keys of the franchise. I don't know of anybody other than Belichick that has a better working relationship with ownership than he does. He's pretty much the king of his own castle, I guess. He and Mickey Loomis seem to get along very well and have been working together for a long time. He's got a new wife. Everything seemingly would be happy in life. So you could look at that from a standpoint of, well, yeah, sure, I'd like to come back and coach. Or you could look at it as, well, you know, I'm comfortable for the rest of my life with money. Why not take it off, take off and just enjoy it and not have the stress of this? And the other thing I think about is, you know, there's this old saying, last memories are lasting memories. And I just wonder if Sean Payton's legacy enters into this at all, and he sees the salary cap challenges that the team has, the quarterback challenges that the team has, and it's like, well, rather than remembers a guy that went 9-7 2-3 seasons in a row, maybe it's time to get out now. Your thoughts on that, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot more going into this than just, okay, you know, I'm tired right now. You know, I think this is a situation where, you know, this is a guy who's going to be, you know, 58, I want to say, at this point. He's done a lot. He's been here for 15 years. And, yeah, I mean, there's quarterback uncertainty for the first time in his career this season and then going forward. You know, there's a lot of questions about roster management, you know, how you go, where you go from here. Do you kind of strip things down and, you know, not necessarily rebuild, but kind of recenter where you're going at from a roster standpoint around a quarterback. And that's always got to be the first decision. And, you know, I wouldn't blame a guy for, you know, not having the emotional energy to kind of reset that process, because that's a lot. You know, I don't think this is a case where he was following Eli Apple on Twitter and was like, oh, yeah, this place does smell. I need to get out of here. Like, I don't think that's what was going on. I think he does genuinely like crawfish. But it's definitely it's a difficult situation because one way or another, the team has to make a decision. And the longer this plays out, you know, they're just forced to answer questions. They're forced to wait and see what happens with Dennis Allen, who's reportedly interviewing with the Bears today for their head coach opening. You know, if that ends up being a situation where he gets looped in there and then Sean decides to move on, or a team just, that's the other thing is, you know, a team like the Cowboys could come in and say, hey, we're going to be 2 first-round picks for Sean Payton. What do you want to do? And, you know, there's a competitive scenario in play there where the value is there. And if he does want to just get a fresh start, it might make sense. But we're so early in this process. There's still 8 teams without head coaches, I think. So there's going to be a lot of moving parts before it's all said and done.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up there when we come back. We're talking to Jeff Nowak, WWL writer. You want to weigh in on the conversation? 504-260-1870. We'll talk about the contractual obligations of the Saints and Sean Payton when we come back, Jeff, just so people understand what exactly is at play here, what the Saints would get if he would decide to leave. Does it matter if he sits out a year, et cetera? It's 920. I'm Tommy Tucker. We'll be right back on the Big 870, WWL AM, FM, and .com. 925, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Tim Zimmer, Manning Master Control, bringing us back. It would seem as though Sean Payton does have the world on a string, and he's holding all the keys, and he can do whatever he wants. Jeff Nowak is our guest, WWL reporter. Jeff, the contract and the nuts and bolts and the who gets what with Sean Payton, how does it read, and what's the time limit and so forth?
Yeah, so I think there was some initial confusion and that was part of the, you know, kind of wild news cycle and why it kind of swirled out of control a little bit, which the initial reports around it, there was some confusion over the length of Sean Payton's contract. And some people seem to think he was going into the final year of his deal, which would have been the case had he not signed an extension in 2019. So he's not going into the final year of his deal. He has 3 years left on that coaching contract. And because coaching contracts don't count against the salary cap, you don't get quite as many details about, you know, what's all built into them. But, you know, we can go forward kind of understanding he has roughly $30 million left on his deal. Mm-hmm. So that really kind of excludes this idea that he's just going to move on for another team, because the Saints have no incentive to just say, yeah, go coach another team. We're going to let you walk away. But he has some options, which we saw this with Bruce Arians a few years back, where a coach can get out of that contract if they kind of retire from the NFL, and they don't have to officially retire, but Bruce Arians went into the media for a year and then went back and coached the Bucs, right? He was under contract when he left, so I want to say the Cardinals at that point. And so that's what Payton could do if he wanted to, is kind of just take a TV deal for a year. He'd leave $30 million or give or take on the table in that scenario, but he'd obviously be making money through a TV deal. So who knows how that would balance out, but that's probably the most likely scenario. If Sean Payton does decide he just needs a year or just he needs to kind of change course for however much time, would be to go into that TV kind of whatever it might be. There was reports that Fox might be targeting him to replace Troy Aikman should Troy Aikman decide to jump ship and go over to Thursday Night Football. So that could be something that could be a scenario where, you know, if Drew Brees takes over on Sunday Night Football, you end up on Sundays hearing Sean Payton the game of the week and then Drew Brees for Sunday Night Football. But that's kind of where it is right now. And I don't think the contract is going to be a huge factor in the decision one way or another. But it does help illustrate kind of the paths that he could take, which I think the most likely path is going to be going back to the Saints. But that's kind of where we stand.
So if he goes directly to another team, the Saints get compensated. If he sits out for a year and goes to another team, the Saints get nothing?
Yeah, essentially. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how the situation would work. And that's why, you know, if it came down to it and the team was offering a reasonable package of assets that, you know, might make more sense to trade him. You know, Jerry Jones is a guy who I would not be surprised at all to see pull the trigger on that. It's not unheard of for a team to trade for a coach. It's difficult to justify because you're giving up assets for someone who is not playing, right? But it has worked out in the past. You know, when you've seen teams trade for coaches, it has been successful more often than not. The Bucks traded for John Gruden, who brought them to a Super Bowl with Brad Johnson as a quarterback. The Patriots traded for Bill Belichick, and we all know that worked out pretty well for them. So I would not shock me at all to see Jerry Jones just go all in. The funny thing about this whole news cycle is, you know, it's all about Sean Payton, but how do you feel if you're Mike McCarthy sitting there with everyone saying, hey, the Cowboys should just trade for this guy and fire the coach who's been there for 2 years and won the NFC East? It kind of feels like that meme where the boyfriend is kind of looking at the girl who looks just like his girlfriend. But it is kind of a strange situation there, but that's where I think you're going to see it kind of shuffle is, you know, the Saints, I assure you the Saints want to see Sean Payton back as their head coach. But they might not have a choice if things go a certain way.
As far as the contract extension goes and him being under contract till 2026, he wouldn't have to ride that out, or if he sits out 1 year, that voids that?
Yeah, I mean, it's NFL head coaching deals are a little kind of hidden from the world. You don't get the same level of detail as you would for, say, an Ed Ogeron, who is a employee at a public university. So his contract details are public record. That's not the case with the NFL. And because it doesn't impact the salary cap, you don't have to see the details to understand how it will affect the team. So you just don't get them. So there might be some, you know, buyout clauses. He might owe the team some money, or they might be able to work something out compensation-wise. But, you know, he has the option to retire at any point. And when you retire, it just kind of is an accrued time, and then you can go somewhere else. But it works a little differently for players than it would coaches. And coaches have a little more leeway in that regard. But it would require him to go back to another team. After retiring, he would still have to sit out for a full season, by my understanding. So, you know, that's a decision. And I don't think it's as easy of a decision as it sounds. You know, this is a guy who's coached football his entire life, basically. I think that would be a tough change for anybody. So I don't think it's as simple as, you know, hey, I'm just going to, you know, go hang out in Destin for a year with Ed Ogeron. But, yeah.
One thing that I don't see happening, and some people have floated this, is Sean Payton taking a year off and coming back to the Saints. That just messes the whole thing up for everybody. I don't see that working out at all. Do you?
There's so many moving parts that could kind of take place before that, right? Like, they will have to move forward with a coach if he moves on. And I think they want that to be Dennis Allen. It would just make too much sense, and he's put in the time, and I think that he would be the obvious candidate if he doesn't pick up a job elsewhere. And then how would you play that if you tried to bring him back at that point? You know, if he took a year off and you're like, okay, Dennis, thanks for your hard work, we're going to go back to Sean now. You can't do that. So that's why it's a very high leverage decision.
We already did that, right, Jeff, with the suspension year? So I don't see where that would be a workable model at all. Any final thoughts?
No, I mean, I think that when you come down to it, it's actually a very relatable situation. You know, I think we can, anyone who's been through the last 2 years of COVID, which is everybody, can just relate to just the burnout of all the things that go into a normal day-to-day thing that you took for granted before, and how complicated that can get really quickly. And how tiring that can get. And I think from a human being perspective, it's really easy to understand the situation that, you know, Sean Payton and a lot of other people are in right now. I don't think Sean Payton's alone in this situation of having to kind of decide whether you're going forward. It's a mental health thing, I think, more than anything else. So I went into it kind of feeling like, okay, this is the same type of news cycle, the same type of white noise that we've always heard, because it's come up before with Sean Payton. You know, it seems every year he's rumored one place or another. But this is the first time I felt like, you know, there might be some teeth to it, just because of everything we know. But that's where I am right now. And I think from my perspective, I still think no news is good news, because in terms of him coming back to the Saints, because if it gets to the point where the Saints feel like he's, you know, really close to leaving, or they feel like they're really close to moving him, there, that smoke won't just be smoke anymore. You'll start to see the fire. So that's what I'm looking for.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate your time. I really do. I hope you have a good day.
For sure, Tommy. You too. Bye.
All right, we'll take a break. Thank you, sir. We'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to a gentleman that covers the Saints for Sports Illustrated, John Hendricks. And we'll talk to him about this whole Sean Payton dust-up, mess, confusion, publicity ploy. I don't know. We'll see. Right now, let's take a look at traffic on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.